So, get your protein in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Jake Bowler podcast, where I'm talking about all things health, fitness, and mindset related. As always, I like to say thank you to all the listeners, all the viewers, whatever your platform you decide to watch it on, but I really do appreciate the love and support that everyone has been showing me. Keep it up. I feel so humbled and grateful that everyone has actually been watching and giving me feedback. Feedback's great. So finally, for this last little, I guess we call it mini-series, we're sticking with that trend of peri-workout nutrition, so that nutrition based around our workout. And this week, finally, for the third one and the last one, diving into post-workout nutrition. But first, as always, it wouldn't be a Jake Bowler podcast without a quote. So, this one is from an unknown source. I just saw it somewhere and read it. I thought it was quite funny. So I hope you guys enjoy it too. Anyway, So when life gives you lemons, ask for something with more protein. Pretty simple, but I love it. It's great because we should always be aiming to hit our protein macro target every single day. It's probably the hardest one to hit, to be honest, off topic, but protein is always the hardest one to hit. When I first started tracking my macros, it was like carbs is easy, fats is easy, even fiber and all the other stuff's easy. It's just like you try to track your protein. It's like, whoa, I'm 80, 100 grams off in total for the day. It's ridiculous. So get your protein in. Now, post-workout nutrition's always sort of been in the spotlight in terms of your, if you're talking pre, intra, and post-workout nutrition, it's always been the one that everyone talks about for many, many years, and probably for the wrong reasons as well, to be honest. It's probably gotten too much attention in that bodybuilding circle. A good, well-timed post-workout nutritional meal is definitely beneficial, for sure, and I'm not going to deny that or argue that at all, especially when you're considering the trio of peri-workout nutrition. Your post-workout is definitely important. It's probably more important than your intra-workout. 50-50 on the post and pre-workout nutritional meals, but that's fine. I'm not going to argue that. I'll let someone else argue that for me. I'm not about that. But essentially, what is the primary goal of our post-workout meal? To begin the process of recovery. Pretty simple. Let's start with the post-workout nutritional meal, and let's start with the most anabolic macronutrient that we have, and that, of course, is going to be protein. This is definitely by far, like, leaps and bounds beyond the most important out of the three, out of the carbs, protein, and fats. Protein is definitely the most important. So basically, what it does is it stimulates the muscle-building process, stimulates muscle protein synthesis, again, just building more muscle and preparing the muscles. But how much protein should we be eating in that post-workout meal? Yes, it's important, but how much of it should we eat? To be honest, the daily target is pretty simple to work out, it depending if you're cutting or bulking or whatever it is, but for most people, it's around 1.8 to 2.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. So for me, for example, I'd probably go for the higher end because at the end of the day, too much protein is actually not going to be bad for you. You could eat 400 grams of protein a day, your shit and fart's probably going to smell terrible, but it's not going to impact you. It's not going to like ruin your liver or your kidneys or anything like that. It's not going to do anything negative to you besides that stuff. So for me, like I said, I'd probably hit for like 2.2 to 2.4 grams of protein. So I'm like 80 kilos. So I'd probably hit like 160 to 200 grams of protein per day. If I go over that, it doesn't really matter. But it's when you go under that, it's when it sort of might impact you. It might impact your recovery. But again, everyone's different. So it is usually recommended post-workout that we consume roughly 0.5 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight post-workout. And as always, it should be from a complete protein source. So none of your bullshit branch chain amino acids or whatever. Like whey protein, poultry, eggs. I think eggs and poultry classify the same thing. I'm not sure. Fish, red meat, whatever you want to do. Pretty simple, just half a gram per kilogram body weight. Really simple with protein. Don't overcomplicate it. Just stick to that. If out of all three, that's the only one you hit, kudos to you. Amazing. Following on from this, we've got carbohydrates. It's probably the next most important one that we're going to dive into. The second objective of our post-workout nutritional meal is to replenish those glycogen stores that we've, I wouldn't say depleted post-workout, but that we've used a little bit of during the workout. If we assume that you're pre nutritional meal and your intra workout nutrition was optimal, chances are that your glycogen stores actually aren't actually as depleted as what you would think they would be. The only times they would be depleted is if, let's for example, you were training multiple times per day, you were doing extremely high volume, like a HIIT session, or you were doing just crazy volume for whatever reason, or if you were training the same body part a few days in a row, like as if you were doing a high frequency full body program where you do a full body split 5 to 6 days a week, so you're doing everything every single day. That's probably the only time where it's going to be depleted more than usual. In terms of how much, in terms of how much to consume post-workout, it's usually about 1 to 1.5 grams per kilogram of body weight. Post-workouts are really simple. If you just go with the 1 gram, if you're 80 kilos, you eat 80 grams of protein. I mean, carbohydrates, pretty simple. This is pretty much because the rate, you're going to eat a little bit more here compared to protein, but the rate of glycogen synthesis, or basically the production of glycogen, is at its highest about 2 hours post-workout. So as I mentioned in the previous podcasts, using multiple transporters of glycogen would be more beneficial in terms of your recovery and your optimizing your nutrition. So essentially a low GI and a high GI source. Again, a really simple way to put this is like rice and a piece of fruit. Basic, just fruit. Add fruit into your pre-workout and your post-workout nutritional meal, and you're going to optimize it to the best you can. Now, fats and fibers are pretty consistent throughout the entire way in terms of post and even like post workout. As long as you're sort of hitting your fat target, which for most people it's not very much unless you're on some weird diet where you're having more fats and no carbs. And same with fiber, it's not really that much you eat throughout the day that keeps you healthy and optimizes your body. But again, with fats, it's 0 to 20 grams of fats, and with your fiber, it's 5 to 15 grams of fiber, which is literally the exact same as what it was pre-workout. But because we have, only difference I guess here is because we have already trained, there would be no overlap with performance and digestion. So essentially consuming higher fats or higher amounts of fiber in that post-workout meal, if that's something you enjoy, if you enjoy more fats and fiber, if that's you just prefer that over carbs or whatever it is, or you want to get some more of that in, there's going to be of less consequence to you. Basically, if you're saving it all up and you enjoy your fats and your fiber, get it in post-workout. There's going to be no consequence. You might feel a bit bloated if you're having too much, but other than that, it's not going to impact your performance. So go hell for leather. Now, when should you post-workout meal? When should all of this stuff bring it together, and when should it be consumed post-workout? On the contrary to popular belief of what all the gym bros out there would say, is that you need to eat your protein straight after workout. Bring your protein to the gym, get the water in while you're at the gym, and smash it down before you've even left the door of the gym. Like, if you miss that window, you're not going to make gains. Absolute bullshit, to be honest with you. The anabolic window is actually a lot bigger than what most people believe it is. Most of what the data is pointing to leans more towards when you last had your pre-workout meal and then when you have your next post-workout meal. So there's like a gap between the meal to meal window, which is actually quite big. And this window shouldn't be, so from your pre-workout to your post-workout, shouldn't be any more than 4 to 5 hours. Pretty large. But if you break this down, it does sort of shrink a little bit, but if you break it down to pre-training and then post, let's say, for example, you eat, then 2 hours later, you train for 2 hours, that's 4 hours gone. So post working out in the gym, ideally you want to try and get that next meal in within 1 hour of leaving the gym. So still, it's still an hour after the gym where you can get that meal in. Let's say, for example, you eat, an hour later you go to the gym, and then an hour later again you finish your training. That's 2 hours. You've got a 3 hour window there where you've got to optimize your nutrition. But in saying that, you don't really want to go to the gym and then 3 hours later wait to that very last second and then try and get that post workout meal in if you can avoid it. Like, if you can go to the gym and 2 hours after that pre-workout meal, and you finish the gym session, you go home, 2.5 hours later, you're having that meal right away rather than waiting 5 hours, probably going to do more good than it is bad. Not to say that waiting to the five-hour mark is going to cause any major negative side effects or negative results, but there's no negative to eating it sooner. There's probably more positives to eating it sooner than there is to eat it later. But it's just saying that if you don't have the luxury of doing that, or you like to space things out a bit further, then you don't have to worry too much, because there is a massive 4 to 5 hour window. is pretty much what it's saying, to be blunt. But there you go. That is pretty much going to wrap up this week's podcast in terms of post-workout nutrition. This week's podcast ended up being a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be compared to the other two. I thought this was going to be the longest one and I was going to be able to go into heaps of depth and detail. But to be completely honest, post-workout nutrition is quite simple. There's no point overcomplicating things. Even your pre and your intra workout stuff, it all sounds fancy, but if you break it down to the simplest form, it is quite simple. You hit this certain amount of macros and targets based on your body weight, and then from there you just time it at the right times, which is really, really easy, and it's all based on how you feel, how you like to train. Personally, I don't even eat before I train most of the time, so I try and smash down a meal as soon as I get home from the gym, because it's been like 15 hours since I last had my last meal, so it's like train, go home, have food. Again, don't overcomplicate it, do what's right for you, hit your macros, that's the main thing. If you want to optimize everything to the absolute most, then follow the timing as well. But because there's so much research around post-workout nutrition compared to the other two, this one's a lot less vague in terms of how much of this, how much of that, when to eat this, when to eat that. It's a lot more clear, a lot more concise, which is a little easier and nicer for everyone else listening. The less finer details are out to discuss, which is great for us, meaning it's a far simpler protocol to follow to optimize post-workout nutrition. Can't complain with that. So I hope you all enjoyed this week's podcast. I hope you all enjoyed listening. Hope you gained something from it. Hope you learned something new. Hope you can take it all away and actually apply it into your everyday life. We've done a mini series now. You know what to eat pre, intra, and post-workout. Go away. Take some notes, share it with some friends, share it with some family members, or your gym bros or your gym rats that are out there. Go share it with everyone else. Let them know when to eat their food. Tell them not to stress about having to eat their food immediately after their workout. And start applying it to your life. It's all good knowing all this and learning it all, but if you don't apply it into your everyday life, there's no point in even learning it to begin with. I'm super grateful and humbled that everyone has been listening, giving me feedback, and supporting the channel so far. As I said last week, I do have my new free nutrition and training ebook on my store, which you can access through my Instagram or at jakebowler.com. Really simple to remember, but that's actually working now. The store actually works. It's not just DM me and I'll send it to you. I actually do have it now. I worked it out. Enough YouTube videos eventually get you there. But for those that want to dive deeper into any of these concepts that I talk about throughout the podcast and any of the other stuff that I've gone in other episodes, I do have my one-on-one VIP coaching available. I only take a certain amount of clients in per month. If that's something you're interested in, if you want to level up your mindset, learn all there is to know about developing your own training protocol, learning all the tools to be able to create your own nutrition guides and your own nutrition plans to follow the right foods, similar to what we've done in this mini series, but a lot more in detail. Hit me a message on Instagram. You can flick me an email as well, and we'll get you on a call, see if it's right for you. I don't take everyone because it's not right for everyone, obviously. But that is going to be it for today, guys. Thank you for listening. Go share it, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.